Hello, everyone. Oh, hold on. Did I? Yeah, we're plugged in through the right thing. Dragon's Eye 32 here. It's been a while since I've hosted much of anything. So today we're doing Chaos Cast. So for those who don't know, Chaos Cast was a podcast that we attempted to run back in 2013, I think. Ultimately, it didn't go anywhere, as many of the Chaos Initiative products did. But every once in a while, we get the notion that we should probably try again.
Especially with something as fabulous as this idea.
Are you talking about the Chaos Cast idea or the main topic for the show today?
I just feel like this topic is just a good one to start out with.
All right, so get traditionally, the weeds in on us. Before we move into the first topic here, game in the background is going to be Disgaea as soon as we get everything working. It's not quite going yet, probably. If Quasar wants, he can start the video portion at any point. He'll be the one editing and in charge of this podcast for the most part.
Okay.
So traditionally, before we jump into the main topic, we do some preliminary topics. So we'll get to those here in a second. Whatever you were going to say that wasn't to do with the main topic, go ahead.
Super excited about this. I've only been in one. And secondly, I did get the recording to start working with this guy.
Are you talking about the Persona one being the only one you've been on? Because otherwise, we did do that one at your birthday party like 3 years ago.
That's the one I was talking about. I still don't know at this time if we're keeping Persona.
There is a potentially scrap Persona one where we go through the work of setting up a Persona tabletop.
If anything, it's for sure going to be released after this if it does get a release.
So, as I was saying, we got to do some preliminary topics here. In case we haven't introduced ourselves properly here, I am Dragon's Eye 32.
I'm Hyperion Quasar.
And so, let's go ahead and start this off simple. So, as per podcast etiquette, as I've learned, shots or some form of alcohol are required, but I don't believe in alcohol.
And I don't have any booze right now.
I don't actually not believe in it, I just don't like alcohol, generally. So, we do have shot glasses, though, and we are drinking soda out of them. It's not a great idea, as shot glasses are what, like an ounce?
I'm gonna die from trying to drink this whole thing, and I have a second one.
So we thought this would be an interesting way to do
things. Next time we'll do goblets.
We do have goblets, so next time it will be goblets.
And then if it slowly becomes a thing with goblets, we might have custom goblets.
It'll be interesting to see where it goes from here. So as I said, this is mostly a revival of a long-dead sort of podcast. There were no rules to the podcast, just a basic structure. So in general, we go through the introductions, and now we'd move on to something like, oh hey, what games are you playing recently?
So currently, I'm playing a good amount of Assassin's Creed Origins. Let's Play It is currently up, and probably still going. I'm also playing a lot of Monster Hunter World.
Is the video going?
Yes.
Oh, you didn't say anything. I didn't know to start.
It's okay. I'll cut it and everything. We have enough of it breaking in the intro.
Nice. Go ahead, continue.
And I'm going probably to start playing Dishonored 2. And seeing about a series with that. See how much the different pathways go to see if it is a good idea for us to do that series of Let's Play.
Yeah. I hear ya. So, starting from here, if I haven't said it, the game in the background is Disgaea. I felt like it really fit the theme of this podcast very well. It being quite possibly one of the most anime-type games I could think of.
And it won't let you forget it.
It won't.
Red Magnus is my waifu.
Red Magnus is best.
I'll fight you people.
He will. He'll do it. I've seen him.
I fought a cat and Star. For fun.
So, either way, as we were saying, so what I've been playing recently is a lot of Monster Hunter World, and then as a sort of break, I've been playing Sky Factory 3. Because that's what I do for fun. I methodically grind dust into stone and other things. You know, like any sane person would.
I hear ya. If you don't have a nice grind in your life, you're clearly not playing World of Warcraft.
Basically. So, by the way, the topic for today's podcast was essentially, oh, hey, we own a lot of games. Like, installed on my PlayStation 4 at the moment, something like fucking 40 games alone. Just on my PS4.
On my Xbox One, it's like 35, and that's not counting 360 games. And that's also not counting physical copies, because I've always been a big on physical copies. I just like the way they look when stacked together and everything.
So, the topic came around to... We make jokes about this sort of stuff all the time, about who is the most anime.
Normally we joke around at Star.
Oh yeah, the general agreement is that Star is probably the most anime.
Especially if we're talking about watching anime and being weebish in life.
So, ultimately, the topic rolled around to who do you think has the most games that would be considered anime?
And after seeing a couple games on the PlayStation Store that's considered anime, you know, all of them, we decided to start counting Dragons. And that slowly evolved into counting mine, too. And any duplicates for the same system count as a half. So, like, if Dragon over there owned 6 copies of Disgaea 5, all for a PS4, it would actually only end up being 3 points, because 1 for the original, half for the other 4.
Wouldn't it be 3.5? You said 6.
Did I say 6? I meant to say 5.
So, the topic ultimately became, from there it went, okay, so we settled on that Final Fantasy and all of its sort of involved parts, including Kingdom Hearts.
Because it has so many Final Fantasy characters in it.
It's basically just Final Fantasy Disney.
Yeah.
Was the agreement. So from there, it became... Let's count how many Final Fantasy games Dragon has. And after a little while, we did lump Quasar into this count.
And we got, like, 40 minutes later, we got to the grand total of 47.
So, that's going to be coming up later in the podcast for us to talk about. For now, let's drift back to the... Let's see, what other topics could we have here? So, ultimately, any games you're looking forward to coming out soon? Anything you've been watching?
Crap, what was it? So, Bayonetta's getting a third game. That's coming out. Since we're doing that one series, it's getting another release. I'm not going to release the game yet, because we haven't gone very far in it. You know, the one we really hate the first game of already.
Oh, okay. Are you not wanting to say the name at all?
Yes.
Okay.
It's getting a new game, and it looks... Actually, it looks pretty dang good.
Here's a spoiler. It's set in Norse mythology this time?
Which is one of my favorite mythologies.
To be fair, Norse is kind of the most interesting one, period. So... Speaking on games that I'm super excited for recently, Them's Fighting Herds is coming out February 22nd.
Yeah!
It's a for sure buy for us, at least. If we can, we'll probably get some content out of at least me and Quasar playing it. Probably, if we can swing it, we'll get Star, or maybe Pyron or something to come over and play with us.
Maybe have a fight night or something.
We had a wonderful idea for that reason.
I'm going to cry at the end of the video, probably.
Oh, more than that. I got this.
You're going to throw... Okay.
You moved. I need him to be factored into team attacks.
Okay.
That's all the moving was about. We're referring to what's happening on the screen at the moment. But Fighting Herd will be getting released February 22nd is the release date for it.
There was another game. It was coming out on the Switch, and I was super excited about it. But I cannot remember its
name. Can you give a description?
I honestly don't. I'm bad on the spot for remembering details and stuff, especially about it. If it comes down to it, I'll probably just get my Switch if you want to talk about a game real quick.
I was just trying to figure out if you knew what game you were talking about here. Because I have no idea. I don't keep up with Switch releases a lot. Talking about things on the Switch, though, Stardew Valley's on there, and that will be getting its multiplayer update soon enough. I'm pretty well excited about that, because that is a game I like.
I felt like it died from the critical before you even did that.
Probably. They normally do. Broke my combo, though, which is what I was going for. So, outside of that, we recently started recording We Were Here Too. And can I just say, fuck that stairwell puzzle?
Dude, it... Look at the arrow to decide what the fuck?
I don't understand it.
You know what? I didn't even get, like... They didn't even, like, give a hint or anything. You know what had been a good hint? A giant fucking map. Just a giant fucking map. Maybe.
My problem with it is, like, We Were Here One had, like, between the eyes is where the truth lies and stuff like that. Like, clues on both sides that you could work from. Whereas a lot of, like, the puzzles in We Were Here have no real explanation to them. We Were Here Two seem to have no real explanation to them. It just throws you in a room. Like, it throws you in two separate rooms. And this isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's just kind of weird to give a puzzle and no clue what you're supposed to do with it, especially when it throws you in, like, that second room where it was three puzzles.
It was pretty simple, but it still gave no hint. The only hint was, hey, coffins. And we didn't know.
And it's not necessarily bad puzzle design, because I am still enjoying the game. It just comes across a bit annoying, because it's like, how am I supposed to be doing this with no proper instruction, and there's like four puzzles in the room, I have no idea which one we need to do first.
That's what I liked about We Were Here, the original, because it did separate the characters, but it made one focus on directions.
Yeah, it gave you an idea of what to do, and I can understand why they have changed it to better blend the perspectives together so that you don't have one person doing everything. But I also have some minor annoyances with the game. Additionally, we couldn't even get the microphones to work.
Yeah.
In the game.
And we were having them working perfectly fine in Steam.
We tested them across multiple games, too. It was mostly that.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure what was happening. Maybe we just got the server on a bad day. Just released soon.
I did have a patch, so they... At least they're putting in effort to fix stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty fast. It's really nice. And the game looks beautiful.
It is a fairly nice looking crypt game.
They're doing a crypt. When they're doing Satan Pit, it's a Satan Pit.
Like I said, most of the complaints we have so far, they're very little ones, but they're valid nonetheless. Yes. And I can understand why they've done things the way they have. But it doesn't stop the minor annoyances from bleeding through into other moments at times.
So what should we talk about next?
Let's see. I'm trying to remember what topics we would normally go through before getting into a main one. Honestly, I think we're good to go on the main topic if you'd like.
Okay. So
we're at like we were saying, we're at 47, just counting Final Fantasy and Kingdom Hearts
games. So,
from there, we were going to do Zelda.
So I think we're going to do, like, just categories, like Zelda, then maybe Disgaea, and then do a miscellaneous category, and then I'll total them all up at the end. So that way we don't have
to... We have to do a Persona, like a SMT category.
I completely forgot about SMT was a group. Yeah, so we're doing Zelda first, and we decided...
We were going to have Quasar go first, and then I would go with my list.
Yes. So, I didn't actually own the first Zelda game, and I haven't actually picked it up and, like... Wait, I did. We got a release of it, so I did actually have a copy for it on the Wii. So I owned the second one originally, normal. Then there was Wii for the first two. I owned the GBA version of Link to the Past / Four Swords. I own the Wii version of Link to the Past. I own the Wii U version of Link to the Past. I own Oracle of Ages, Oracle of Seasons on both. I used to own them on, what was it? Original Game Boy Color? But I also own them on the 3DS. So that's 10 right there. From there, I had Minish Cap, GBA version. Then we get to Twilight Princess. And, let me tell you, boy. I own it on every console it's out on. I've owned it.
Isn't that just three consoles?
Yes. But still, it's even in succession, too. It's pretty nice that they did that. So I'm up to 13. I owned Wind Waker on GameCube and Wind Waker on Wii U. I owned Skyward Sword. So, 10, 13? I was at 10 before Wind Waker.
I'll be honest, I'm not listening.
So, 13. So, this is called 13. Skyward Sword. Then I own Breath of the Wild. And I feel like I'm missing one out there. The DS versions. I also happen to own A Link Between Worlds. So that's 14. There's Spirit Tracks and Phantom Hourglass, which were Wind Waker sequels. So that's a total of 15. I own Link's Crossbow Training.
Glorious game. Really important to the canon of the series.
So you can't understand anything without the crossbow training. So that's 16. So then, Ocarina of Time.
Wasn't that game just like a point-and-shoot gallery?
Yes.
On-rail shooter?
So that's 16. Now let's get to Ocarina
of Time. It's like playing Resident Evil 7 without Resident Evil Umbrella Corps being part of your history.
Yeah.
Umbrella Corps is the on-rail shooter for Resident Evil, yeah.
Operation Raccoon City, I think. I don't know. Resident Evil's done a lot of shit throughout the years. And
it was like, if only we didn't have to slip them with these terrible PlayStation controls.
So, that's 16. Ocarina of Time. I owned on the original. What was the first thing it came out on?
Ocarina of Time? 64.
64. I owned it on 64, and also I owned it on an emulated version on the Wii. Majora's Mask. So that's 19. On the Wii also.
What about the 3DS?
I didn't buy either of them on the 3DS. To tell you the truth, I wasn't really big on the 3DS releases. Oh! Four Swords Adventures, I think it was?
Three Swords or Trisword, something like that. Triforce Adventures.
Triforce Adventures. So that brings it up to 20.
I don't own that. I've been meaning to get it so that you, me, and Stark probably play. Because doesn't Star own it, Nacho?
I don't know if he has it anymore. But he for sure had it at one point. So that's 20. And I feel like I'm missing one.
List off the ones you have again?
Give me a second. I'm going to list the number I have. Okay, so I played the original, the second one, A Link to the Past, Oracle of Ages, Oracle of Seasons, Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask, Twilight Princess, Wind Waker, Skyward Sword, Breath of the Wild. Can you think of any other Zelda games? And also,
I'm not a big Zelda person, if I'm honest.
And I've already listed all of the DS games, which I'm not listing now, because man, they did not incorporate the touchscreen controls. Like, it was really like good how they implemented it, but it just took me all the way out of it.
So everyone might remember how just a moment ago I said, I'm not a big Zelda fan. Yeah.
Let's proceed.
I own 4 Ocarina of Times. I own 3 Majora's Masks. Yeah. These are just for the 64, mind you. Let's see. What did I own past that? I own Twilight Princess for the GameCube and Wii.
Okay, so give me a second. So that's 1.5. How many Majora's Masks?
3.
3? So that's a total of 2. So 3.5.
Because that's the one for the first Ocarina of Time? Oh, I know.
I had the Ocarina of Time. You got a solid 1 point for your first Majora's Mask, because I didn't have it for the 64.
Hmm. Weird.
Yeah. So that's a total of 4.
What's the name of the one that comes with 4 swords?
A Link to the Past.
So I've got A Link to the Past / 4 Swords with the Game Boy copy.
So that's 4.5.
I've got A Link to the Past on my 3DS.
I don't have it on my 3DS. So that's a total of 5.5.
Let's see. Do I own any other Zeldas? I've got Ocarina of Time for the 3DS.
So 6.5.
And I think that about does it for me on Zelda.
Oh, I didn't count the Twilight Princess yet. So that's a total of 7.5. Did you own any Wind Waker?
No.
No? So for Zelda, we end up with a grand slam in total of 27.5.
Not quite as impressive as Final Fantasy.
But did you remember reading through the list of Final Fantasy games, right? There's a reason it took us 40 minutes to go through Final Fantasy with us.
So from there we hit Disgaea.
Disgaea.
I own Disgaea 1 on, let's see. I own it for PlayStation 3. No, I don't have the PS3 copy yet. I've been meaning to get it. DS is what I had it on.
So that's 2.
Let's see. PSP. PC.
We're not counting any emulators. Unless it's like an actual like console emulator.
Like, unless the emulation is done by the console itself is the rule.
Yeah, so you can't just like download My Boy or whatever they are. There's like a bunch of them.
Game Boy has a shit ton.
Yeah. So those don't count because technically we could just download all of them and it would count.
So from there we move to Disgaea 2, which I don't actually own.
Also, if it was in a collection, like if it was a collection of like Disgaea 3 and like four
the
and five.
The triple play collection is what
the triple play collection. Each one of those games counts separately.
So I do additionally have the triple play collection, which is D2, D3, and D4. And then I've got Disgaea 5. Honestly, that's it for the main series games. I've got Prinny, I Can Be the Hero Dude, 1 and 2. I've got, what was the name of the fucking visual novel? I can't remember the name of the visual novel at the moment, but I've got that.
Okay, we're at 11.
Oh my god, you know what we forgot to count for Final Fantasy?
What?
Bravely Default.
Oh, that is considered a Final Fantasy. God damn it, Final Fantasy. You just want to rub it in everyone's face at this point. Okay, so you're up to 12? You were at 10, and then you listed the video. No, you're at 11. You're at 11 right now with the visual
novel. I think
novel.
That actually does it with Disgaea for me.
You're forgetting Moe Kill a Planet.
Oh my god. That's not Disgaea. That is a different category that would go under miscellaneous, but it is done by Nipponichi Software, which is the same.
Is it set in the same universe? Ish?
Sort of.
Okay, we'll leave it aside for the miscellaneous category for now. So we have 11 for Disgaea.
Mm-hmm. From there, we move on to SMT.
And why don't you tell these beautiful people at home exactly what all crap that entitles?
So SMT refers to Shin Megami Tensei, which is Personas 1 through 5, the SMT games themselves, the Devil Survivor, Digital Devil Saga, what's it called? I cannot think of it at the moment. Nocturne, which is that one where you play as a half-demon and you can beat up Dante from Devil May Cry. We gotta get that game.
As Dante from Devil May Cry. Okay, so just start listing them off, man. You got this.
So, I've got Persona 1 through 5. 1, 2, and 3 are PSP games. I've also got... I've got original Persona 3. I've got Persona 3 FES. Those are PlayStation 2. I've got Persona 4 on the... PlayStation 3, as well as Persona 3 FES. Let's see, from there, what else do I have? I've got Persona 5. I've got Digital Devil Survivor 2. I've got SMT 4, and...
I'd just like to point out to the people at home, he's already beat Disgaea.
It's a bigger universe, is the difference.
Like freaking Final Fantasy with its whopping 48.
That's a pretty big universe. I don't own as many as I do Final Fantasy. Let's see.
Oh my gosh. I'm just starting to realize a bunch of the games I own that is in the anime category.
I think that might do me for SMT, actually.
So that'd be about 13 for SMD. So before we do this, I think we need a special Quasar category.
Is this just going to be Dragon Ball?
That's going to be a chunk of it.
I feel like we should just move into the Dragon Ball category. This is going to be a big one.
Okay. So, Dragon Ball. I don't exactly remember its name, but there's a Dragon Ball game on the PS1 that I had, which was basically your standard fighting game.
Probably Budokai, I would argue.
Budokai rebuilt how Dragon Ball Z games worked, and it allowed the movement of the area. But, let's get into Budokai. Budokai 1, 2, 3, Tenkaichi. Tenkaichi 2. I feel like I'm missing one of the Budokais, but I also own Xenoverse. There was another Dragon Ball Z game that I owned for a little bit, and I don't remember what happened to it. But it was a lot like the standard fighting game, Dragon Ball Z. So that's a whopping total of eight. Eight Dragon Ball Z games.
Seriously, that's it?
You'd think they'd have more Dragon Ball Z games, but...
Oh, I know they do. Let's see, I've got Budokai 1 through 3.
So that's 1.5, so we're at 9.5 right now.
Then we have this weird one where... you play through, like, the storyline, and then you get to a dragon who, like, granted wishes.
Yeah.
And you could wish for things like new colors and stuff like that. I cannot remember the name of it. It might be the one you're talking about, except the one we had was on PS2. Give me a second, I'm pulling
it up. It was actually on PS2. The second fighting one? I just got into kind of a straight line with Budokai.
Let me see if I can find it.
So, now I'm trying to remember if I had any other DBZ games. No. Sadly.
Alright, so, we're starting with home console games. I'm going to skip forward to the one I probably had. This will be a second. Dragon Ball had a shit ton of games. Alright, so... Didn't get that one. Sorry, I've got to make my way out of the Famicom era. That's how long Dragon Ball has been making games.
Did you know I met the voice of Hercule?
You got a signed picture by him, don't you?
Yeah. Chris Rager. He also does Mr. Torque from...
I thought his voice sounded familiar.
But that was a lot of fun. I went to, like, three of the, I don't actually know what they're called, meet and greets-ish? Except, one of them he just talked about how Borderlands 2 happened with Mr. Torque. Apparently it started with just, like, he was supposed to be on a vending machine, like Marcus's guns and stuff, but the people loved Mr. Torque so much they decided... We have to market this. Full Torque everywhere. And the other ones I went to just was him talking about how he got started as a voice actor. And how basically his friend, he was in a ad-lib group, and one of his friends went and got the Master Roshi role from... Does Funimation have Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah.
He got it for just doing the old man impression their group did. So he thought, I could do this. The old man impression was easy. Let's do this. So they were doing it for Mr. Satan, Hercule. And he saw him, he was just like, Hulk Hogan. Anime Hulk Hogan. And then he was like, I can't just do Hulk Hogan. That can't work. So he just decided to mix all the wrestlers of that era together and just try to embody them.
So if I'm not mistaken, what I had here was I had Budokai 1 through 3, I had Sagas, I had Super Dragon Ball Z, Budokai Tenkaichi, Tenkaichi 2 and 3. Let's see. From there, I didn't have much, but I did have one of the Game Boy games, actually.
Oh, crap! There was two...
I had the Legacy of Goku.
I also had that one. So that brings us up to 16 and a half.
Or was it Legacy of Goku 2? Which one? What's the difference here? I had Legacy of Goku 2. Wait, no. Hold on. Sorry, it's confusing me because I open up the article for Legend of Goku 2, and it shows a picture of the cover for Legacy of Goku 1.
Yeah.
Which is the one I had. Because I recognize that cover.
Yeah.
So, with that, I think we're done with Dragon Ball now.
Yeah.
Let's see, where to go from here? Sorry for not moving for a while, people. I had to do some research.
Some very important research. For a second there, I thought it was a spoon.
If you believe hard enough, everything's a spoon.
Even this?
It's a Pringles can, in case anyone's curious. We have Pringles to eat during the podcast.
Along with generic soda. Well, I have generic cream soda. Dragon has fancy stuff.
I only drink the finest of Pepsis.
The original.
The finest of Pepsi. We're just doing little shot glasses, so it feels like I've already drank a lot because it's like my eighth shot.
Oh.
But not even to the label. Like, I'm barely hitting label here.
I feel like I'm gonna die from this.
This is a weird way to drink.
I feel like I drank this whole thing already.
Did I say it? Nope. You're just not doing shit for damage right now. It's okay, you'll get stronger every time you make an attack. It doesn't help.
Okay, so is there another category we can rope these in to?
Fire Emblem.
So I don't exactly remember what Fire Emblem I played, but I played one.
I had the GameCube and Wii ones, which that's three of them. I then had Sacred Stones for the Game Boy. I had...
How many Game Boy ones of them were released?
I don't remember. I just remember Sacred Stones.
Because I had one for the Game Boy.
Was main character a girl?
Yes.
Probably had Sacred Stones.
So we're currently at 4.5.
Then I've got Awakening. I think that's it for Fire Emblem. What's another big anime series that had games?
So I'm gonna make the real quick that
I knew someone who owned multiple Naruto games.
Are you talking about Mr. Naruto every day, all day?
No, actually, I'm not. Who would be the person I know you think would be least likely to own a Naruto game?
Did Fire on own Naruto?
Shit. He owned three of them. He owned, three of the Ultimate Ninja Sword ones, or whatever they're
called. So, I owned four Naruto games throughout my life.
We're not counting Fire On, so you...
Yeah, I know. I'm at four with Naruto. I'm going to make this a special category. I'm calling it Devil May Cry with boobs. A.K.A. Bayonetta.
Do I own anything that fits those categories? Technically, I own the newer Devil May Cry.
Yes, you do. So congrats, Dragon. You got one.
You're just letting me say I own it because you don't want to admit that we bought it for you.
No. You're going to love how I'm going to end this. So I own Devil May Cry 1, 2, for the PS2, and then I own 3 Remake. Then I own the Triple Collection, which is 1, 2, and 3 for the Xbox. So that's a total of 7. I then own Bayonetta 1 and 2, which brings up to 9. And then I own the remake for 360 now. So that brings it up to 10.
Plus my 1.
I counted your 1 at the beginning.
Okay, good. I just wanted it to
be now, but I need to remember if there's any... although Bayonetta's coming out with a 1 and 2 remake, like, combine for Switch.
I own... What's an anime game I can think of? Wild Arms.
How many arms that are wild do you own?
Let's see, I own Wild Arms 1, Wild Arms 2, and Wild Arms 3.
But, were there multiple consoles along them?
I own 3 for 4 and PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 2, and then I only own Wild Arms 1 and 2 on PlayStation 2.
So that's...
But, we can't forget the most important Wild Arms game. Wild Arms Tactics, a game I didn't know existed until I owned it.
Isn't that how it normally works?
It's a tactics game, which, for those of you who aren't aware, is like Dragon's category.
So, I just thought of something. Dynasty Warriors.
Oh, fuck.
I'll start here.
I only own one Dynasty Warriors, actually.
So,
no, I take that back too.
So I would love to say I had Hyrule Warriors, but nah.
Let's see. Let's get my 2 out of the way.
Okay.
I own 1 on PlayStation. It let you ride around on an elephant. And the dude who rode an elephant had like a fucking totem for a weapon, if I remember right.
And that just awoken the Tauren in you.
Probably. Then I owned one of the ones on the computer.
8 Empires.
Was it Empires?
Yep.
Did we play it together? Is that what you know?
Yes. You introduced it to me, and then I was like,
I fought people with the dragon stool. What a wonderful weapon that was.
Okay, so that's 2 for you. So this is I'm gonna say any Dynasty Warriors here, because there's been a lot of spinoffs. Of them?
Oh, yeah. We'll allow even spinoffs.
So, Dynasty Warriors Gundam.
If the base game counts as anime, then any spinoffs count as anime as well.
Well, this is even more anime because they threw Gundams in it. You know, that franchise that is still pulling stuff out.
I think I saw your brother play that once.
Yes. You want to hear the awkward thing? Uh-huh. I technically own those 3 games. He has 3 Dynasty Warriors Gundams, and I had to buy them for him. But I'm still owning it just so I could have my way with shit. So if he ever, like, does something stupid, I'm like, hey, remember, I can take those games. And he's like, fuck. So that's 5 now. I own the standard 8. And I think that's about it for Dynasty Warriors. So, 7. I'm so happy Notepad can't tell me I'm misspelling words. What else could we put in a category before it just becomes miscellaneous games considered anime?
I don't know anymore.
So here's a better question. At what point is something considered anime?
It's immediately anime if it falls into either visual novel or JRPG. Anything past that, it falls into personal prerogatives.
So, Dragon, here's a serious question. How many visual novels do you own?
Including the Disgaea one?
Including the Disgaea one. Dragon's thinking, deliberately, looking at his fingers, looking at the ceiling, wondering,
One. I own only the Disgaea one.
That's the right answer. Quick, this car's Starstruck. He'll have 20. He probably and have links for us to download them on.
So, real quick, before we get too far past into the miscellaneous, Pokemon.
Oh, boy. I love me some Pokemans. I have played every generation.
So, let's see here. I owned Red, Blue, Gold, or Red, Blue, Yellow.
Can you count for this?
I owned Silver and Crystal. Then I owned Red and Sapphire and Emerald. Then I owned Fire Red. Didn't own Leaf Green. Then, let's see. I've owned every Mystery Dungeon.
Does that include Red and Blue? Darkness and Time? And then Super, that's five. Five
Sky.
Mystery.
Sky. So and six. Infinite.
Seven. The seven Mystery Dungeons just by themselves are Pokemon.
So I've got nine of the base games. Because I've
So 16 altogether so far.
Then I had X, Sun. I own Sun, yeah.
Yes.
Own Moon. Sun.
Alpha Sapphire.
I did own Alpha Sapphire.
So that's 18? 19.
Let's see. Any more spin-offs I can think of? I own Pokemon Ranger.
So, 19?
I own...
Did you own the Samurai one?
Mm-hmm.
So that's 20.
The Tactics?
Yeah.
Dude, when do I not own a Tactic game?
So that's 20. Is that all the Pokemon you got?
Mm-mm. I owned...
Did you own Coliseum?
Mm-hmm.
So, 21.
Stadium.
22.
I'm
just going to throw Pokken Tournament in there right off the bat. Even though it's mine, this is included. 22.
22. I owned others. I owned Rumble. That's the one where there's little toys, yeah.
Okay. So that's...
I owned... let's see, what else do I have?
If you want to think a little bit, I can start listing off mine.
What am I at? 22?
21.
21.
So, I owned Red, Silver, Gold. You didn't own Gold, right?
No, I own Gold.
You own Gold?
I didn't own Leaf Green.
No, I... Like, the original Silver, Gold, Crystal. You owned all three of them?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't list that.
I must have missed it.
So you are at 22. So I'm currently at 1.5. I then owned Ruby and Emerald. I then also... That's where duplicates stop with us. So I'm just quickly... putting these in here so I don't have to remember. So, I owned Pearl, Platinum. Did you not own...
Heart I didn't Gold own any Silver? DS games.
So, Soul Silver.
Because I didn't Pokemon, get a, anything capable of yeah. playing DS until later.
I owned Pokemon Y? No, X.
No, I owned yeah. X. You had Y.
I had Y. Y. Then I had Omega Ruby. Then I had Moon. So that's an added six there. I also owned Rangers, both of them. So that'd be a 6.5. And I also owned Rumble. So that's seven. Any. Does Pokemon Pinball count?
Mm-hmm. Spinoffs count, remember?
Spinoffs count. So, I had the Hoenn region one. I don't remember what it was called exactly, but I had that one.
Hoenn would be Pokemon Pinball Ruby or Sapphire, I think. Let me find it.
Okay, so that's...
It might have just been Pinball. No, it's Pinball Ruby and Sapphire. I was right. Alright, so you ready for this?
Give me a second. We have 33 right now.
Alright.
It might kick Final Fantasy in the face if you can pull off the win.
So, Puzzle League.
Puzzle.
Snap. Hey, you Pikachu. I own the Pokemon box for Ruby and Sapphire.
Do we count board games? Considering
no.
This is video games.
No, just video
so
games.
So we're at 3 right now for the new list. What was the first one?
That said? I said?
Yeah.
Pokemon Puzzle League.
Is it just doing Pokemon puzzles? Or what was
it? It's that one where it's Tetris. It's Battle Tetris.
Okay, I did not have that one. So we're at 3.
Where'd we leave off?
Hey, you Pikachu.
Pokemon Box, Ruby, and Sapphire. I don't know if we want to count that one.
We're not going to count it, but it's always nice to list stuff.
Poke Park Wii, Pikachu's Adventure.
Okay, I also had that.
Didn't you own Pokemon Rumble U?
No.
Okay.
I stopped.
Let's see. Then I had Pokemon Puzzle Challenge.
I also had that one, so we're up to 6 right now.
I own the Pokemon Trading Card Game.
On what?
Game Boy Color.
Game Boy Color?
That's what it came out for. The first one. The second one's Japan only. Let's see. I owned Pokemon Dash, I think it was. Which one is that? Which one is Pokemon Dash? Real quick. Make sure this thing. Yes.
So you own Pokemon Dash.
Mm-hmm. Let's see from here. Sorry, I gotta reopen the list.
Look at that. She's teaching battle strategy and everything in the background. That's what you need to learn. We're Star. We need to tell them that.
Pokemon Battle Troze, Pokemon Shuffle. Wait, Shuffle was free, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was free. Are we going to count free games?
Nah.
Nah? Okay, so...
Pokemon TCG... Not that one. We won't count that one either. I think that's about it.
So, you want to guess the grand total of Pokemon games we
42.
Own? 42.
That was a guess.
That's the exact number of Pokemon game we have. 42 Pokemon game between the two of us.
5 more and we would have tied with Final Fantasy.
6.
Was it 6? I thought.
Yeah, we went back and added another one.
Bravely Default.
Yep. Oh! I own Mystery Dungeons too. I forgot to include that. I owned Red, Blue. I owned Darkness. Was it? Which one? What was the one all three of us played?
Gates to Infinity.
Gates to Infinity.
You're talking about you, me, and Arion?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was Gates.
So that's an added 2, so we're at 44 Pokemon games. So, Dragon, you ready to talk about one of our main addictions when we see in any gaming store and we see anything of this category? You want to take a guess?
Is it Monster Hunter?
We're not there
yet. Oh. Are you talking about the Digimon?
Yes,
I was about to say, that's why Digimon. I brought up Pokemon, so we could segue into Digimon. So I think I own more Digimon than you. I'm willing to take that gamble.
Yes. Yes, sir, you do own the many more Digimons than
I
do.
To be fair, I don't think we own that many Digimon games.
Well, compared to Pokemon... Yeah, we don't. But compared to...
compared to Pokemon, there's a lot less Digimon.
Compared to ARMS, I think we could take it easy.
Well, let's see. So for anyone watching video right now, we're about to check how many I have installed at the moment.
Just on the PS4.
So that's just Cyber Sleuth and New World Order, or whatever it's called. Next Order. So that's two of them. Then I own... I think Dawn? Yeah, I got Dawn, because I like Dawn.
Did you own a physical copy of it? I still have not found a physical copy of either of them.
They had them at GameStop.
They did? Mm-hmm. Someone
don't might you remember be... I went there's still $20 or something like that.
Oh yeah, you did. Okay. I now know what my goal.
I have one in storage in the house I don't go to anymore. So I'm going to have to buy a new copy of that.
But yes, I found it. The good nice stole it and you're still butthurt about it. Rule. Reference, if we bought a game and it just disappeared...
It was stolen or we can't get to it for one or more means.
And we still care about the game. Like, we'd still go back and play it or...
Repurchase it.
Yeah, then it would count. So that's three.
Let's see, outside of that, I... I'm trying to think what else I own.
Rumble Arenas?
I did own two of the Rumble Arenas.
Does that include All-Star Rumble?
Oh, no, it doesn't. So I'm at three.
So three for that, plus three. So you're at six.
I own Digimon World 3?
Did it have the bear in the first starting lineup as a possible pack?
I think so.
Then that's three.
And then I owned... I think a Game Boy game? Yes, I owned Digimon Battle Spirits or something like that. Where you played as the Frontier Kids.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing... Where did I see that?
I owned it. I don't know anyone else who owned it, but
I saw it at Game Stash for a little bit. Then it died off.
I don't know where most of my Game Boy games went.
Any other Digimon game you can think of?
Off the top of my head? No.
Okay, so...
I mean... I have a couple, like... I have played through some of the ones not available in America, such as the Adventure Season or Adventure Ones game, but I haven't actually.
Okay, so
because you can't buy those over here.
Right off the bat, I also played World 3 and 4. I own a copy of 3, like it's in my little case right now for PS1. Also played Rump. Also, were you able to play as Black War Greymon in 2?
I don't remember anymore.
I played. I'm pretty sure it was 2. I'm pretty sure it wasn't 1. But I played through 4 also. And that's about it.
I am doing a really bad job playing through this while we're doing this. I should have picked a different game, if I'm honest. Tactics games take me too long to decide.
So, that's 10. 10 Digimans.
This is a better game to fuck around in. I don't even think I saved.
You didn't need to.
I really didn't. I didn't do anything. I sat around in Demonstrum for a while.
Should we go to Miscellaneous now, or should we... Is there
Can you think of any other?
I don't know, I can't think of... Tell you the truth, my games are pretty exhausted right now. Besides Monster Hunter, I don't think I actually own any more anime games. We can do Monster Hunter.
We can do Monster Hunter now. Did you... Well, here, real quick. Did you own any sort of RPG for PS2? That wasn't the Final Fantasies?
Let's see here. Is this on my character?
Remember, we were going to start years one over.
Yeah, but I mean, this was the one that...
this was the one that was going to be.
Okay, so...
I've continued them ways.
I figured. So... No.
You're 100% you don't have any obscure ones?
Not that I can remember.
Alright, well, here's one for you. I had what was called Ark the Lad Twilight of the Spirits. Yes. I guess we're going to go ahead and transition into miscellaneous.
Okay.
So I had Ark the Lad Twilight of the Spirits. This was... It was a tactical RPG sort of thing. It worked a bit like... It was technically like a SRPG.
Is that the PS4?
I think so.
Oh my gosh. You melded into it. Okay, so Ark the Lad.
Let's see, you got one?
No, I'm literally all out besides Monster Hunter.
So, let's go ahead and do Monster Hunter real quick, I guess.
So, we... What was it? So, we both own a copy of 3U.
We do.
For...
We actually technically own three copies of 3U. Because we've got one for the Wii U, two for the 3DS. Yes.
Yeah.
And then I own Tri.
So, you still have your copy of 4U, because you went digital.
Yep.
I turned mine back in.
I have Generations.
You bought a physical copy of Generations, only for me to buy... The digital. We flip-flopped there. And then we also own Monster Hunter World.
Because I didn't want to wait for the install time.
Yeah. We both own Monster Hunter World.
Let's see.
Both for Xbox One.
Did we count my try?
Yes, I did count try. We are currently at 8 with all the rules still in place.
Let's see.
Dude, you buy Monster Hunter Stories?
No, I did not. I've been meaning to, but I haven't yet.
You're missing that sweet, sweet...
Did you buy
heel?
Stories?
No.
I do miss the vent heel a little bit.
So... Are we just gonna... Is that all Monster Hunter?
I think so. Because I didn't own any of the PS2 ones.
Yeah,
I
technically started at 4U and just went back on 3U.
I mean, we both played Portable 3rd.
But we
didn't actually get a US release, so that was the case of us playing translated versions.
Yeah, so...
I'm not even sure if there's actually a point to what I'm doing here.
I don't know, you were destroying shit. And that's evil enough.
Basically.
Okay, so now we're done with Monster Hunter. Any other games you'd consider?
Fuck, okay. So now we're getting into my weird PS2 era. I owned a lot of kind of obscure ones. Like, I owned Legacy of Kain. Part of me wants to count it. But the other part of me says it's more of a Shakespearean weird game.
Where did it come from?
I'm pretty sure it's American, so I don't think...
Then, no. This...
Hit me, train.
I was saying, if it was from Japan, it's just close enough for me to count it anime. But...
I owned... Would we count any game about giant fighting robots?
Or if you're talking about, like, the Armored Core series?
I'm talking Mech Warrior.
No.
Not Mech Warrior?
Not Mech Warrior. Unless it's overly the top anime-ized. Like, you could just stick in, like, Gorn Lagann, and it just makes sense.
Let's see. What else did I have? Wow, you really don't have any more? Did you not own a PS2? I mean, come on.
My brother owned the PS2.
Mush mush. Thank you for this meal.
Basically, a lot of the really over-the-top anime games would be Vamps. Vamps even bought even more.
I have Hyperdimension Neptunia.
Oh yeah, you do.
I have Mugen Souls.
Yes, we didn't count that in Disgaea.
No, we did not.
So, that's in this now.
Let's see. Where, how do, why, Steam. I have to go to my Steam real quick to summon up the anime.
Skullgirls.
Would Skullgirls count?
Dragon, there's two rules of anime.
Do you own Skullgirls as well?
Yes. But I own the one you don't.
Oh, you have second
encore. But Skullgirls, I mean, it's over the top, it's cartoonish, and it has jiggle physics.
You make fair points.
That's anime.
You make fair points. Alright, let's see.
Now I'm going to check my Steam also.
Can I count Breath of Death 7 and Cthulhu Saves the World? It's built in the style of a JRPG. You can have Santa on your team as well as a mermaid lady with a starfish in her hair.
No.
Who worships Cthulhu.
Okay, let me tell you. You had me at, you could have Santa in your party and just allowing it. Then you said mermaid lady and I was like, shit. There is no denying it at this point. Santa and a mermaid counts.
Then I think we count Breath of Death 7 at the same time.
8.
This podcast is going to be very visually interesting to watch. You are having the equivalent experience of Delson Rowe on my screen right now.
Except Delson gets the added benefits of being high as fuck, because that just got painted.
Do we count Armello?
No.
No.
I'm just not counting Armello.
Hold on. No. Binary Domain is not the one I thought it was.
You want to have me the controls? I'll move around.
Sure.
I'll be shit at it.
Sure. I own way more games than you.
He does.
Dragon's sitting at, like, 136.
I get a shotgun! Come here.
I have Dust and Elysian Tail.
Describe it.
You play as a furry with amnesia who's upset
yes.
about his past.
You had me with furry.
I've got Dust Force. You are anime janitors who clean the planet.
I don't... What gives you permission to say anime janitors?
They have superpowers. They have special finishers.
Okay, yeah.
Dustin,
okay.
You played Dust Force for
a while. I know, I just want people to get the added benefit of knowing the ridiculous. What was that one? The one that was basically me, you, and Firon's go-to hit a ball game for a long time.
Oh, Lethal League?
That counts. Do you remember the character I played?
Yeah.
Easily Sonata. Anime.
Oh, I've got Fury. If you want my argument, just watch. Look at that hair. Look at the scene before you. He has a lightning katana.
Oh, crap. A lightning katana? Shit. Okay, it's allowed.
It also has a wonderful soundtrack.
I don't even know what I'm doing yet. Oh, I got smoke. Hey, dude, how you doing?
Yeah, I own Gun Monkeys, and apparently I've played it, but I don't remember playing it.
I
also own
Guns
of Icarus Online.
Okay. I guess that counts.
I wasn't gonna, but okay. Hell yeah, Wrath of the Dead Rabbit.
How anime is it?
Dustin? It's called Hell Yeah, Wrath of the Dead Rabbit.
Oh yeah.
Look at this game.
Okay. Ooh, shiny!
Hollow Knight.
Yep. Hollow Knight counts. Hey, people. Heard you like getting shot. By smoke. I kicked a guy. So... any others?
Yo, what? Hold up, sorry. Hollow Knight just announced its new DLC recently. And it adds an NPC to town called the Godseeker, whose presence will expand your romance options.
So Hollow Knight got an extra anime bonus.
Basically. Jet Set Radio.
Jet Set Radio.
I cannot believe I missed these. And Jet Set Radio Future.
So...
that's two more.
Hey guys! You exploded!
I own Overlord.
Like, in the anime Overlord? Or?
You play as a villain who raises up imps to go raise towns.
You know what? I think I realized when you forgot.
Huh. Are you going to say Hyperdimension? Huh?
Hell Hotel.
Oh my god, I did forget that game! I cannot remember what it's called! You know what? I'm sure I have more anime games on my DS. I'll have to open it up here in a minute.
You want to hear the sad thing? This is slowly kicking the ass out of every other category.
Do we count Sanctum?
That's a good question.
Fit girls with giant robot arm who summon towers and shoot guns at aliens.
Oh.
You can't do it with enemies around.
That sucks. I want it in the background.
I'm saying
but yes.
It counts.
It counts.
Slime Rancher?
What does your character look like?
You know, I don't remember anymore. Speedrunners?
Yeah,
I could see Speedrunners being an anime.
So, I own it on the Xbox One. So, that's two.
Part of this is, can you make an argument for...
how anime is anime at this point?
I think I hit the end of my PC's capabilities.
Okay, so you want to take...
please tell me you still got a charge here.
You want to take a guess at the current number we have right now?
Is it 40? 37?
34.5. crazy,
right? I forgot that I have a Team Skull background. Alright.
Oh my gosh! I forgot. I own 3 Yu-Gi-Oh! Games!
Oh my gosh, I forgot I own a Yu-Gi-Oh! Game.
Really?
Game Boy.
It's like
don't fucking ask me. I have no idea how to play it. I owned it.
Was it in a city? This just counted as a 0.5 because I'm pretty sure I played it.
Probably. There's a good chance.
I'm just saying that because I wanted 38. So,
all right.
Yeah.
I own Earthbound.
So
give me a second, I'm going to have to open the store and navigate to games I own. Is there a place to see on the eShop what games you own?
I don't know.
We got my hotel simulator, yeah?
Yep.
Where I have to ship people to make strong baby monsters so that I can eventually evict the parents to grow a strong monster.
So what about XCOM 2, War of the Chosen?
You mean War of the Ship Fix?
Yes, because Bradford ships everyone.
I super love the fact that it's just, this is your best friend
now. And we just...
Oh my god, I forgot Pokemon Crystal got a DS release. Yes, 10 bucks. I am super tempted.
Dragon, we don't need to increase the list already. How long have we been going at this?
You know, let me open Audacity and find out that I stopped recording an hour ago. I'm messing. We're at an hour and 15 minutes.
And about the same here.
A lot of it is me standing around.
Okay, you switch games, so that way there's a less possibility for you to...
Okay, to be fair, I did stop standing around so much, but then I had to stop to try to figure out if there's a place I can see games I own.
Yeah. Congrats, people. More standing around. Brought to you by...
Your downloadable software found it. I own... Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Etrian Mystery Dungeon. It is the Pokemon Mystery Dungeon series, except exclusively with anime characters.
Okay.
I own SMT Record Breaker, which is Devil Survivor 2. The remake. For the record, for those interested, the Hell Hotel game I was talking about is called Unholy Heights. Do we count Kirby?
Kirby is a Moe blob.
Alright then. I own Kirby 64 Secrets of the Crystal Shards. I own Kirby Return to Dream World or something like that?
I also own that.
I own...
For the sake of simplicity, we're not including Mario.
I don't think Mario counts so much. He's just sort of a generalized thing.
Yeah. But I'm just saying we're
not...
Oh
my god, but you know what we can include? Super Mario and the Secret of the Sacred Stars or something like that? Or Secret of the
Seven
Stars?
I just realized something.
It's made by the Final Fantasy people.
Okay, so... Here's a quick question. Did you play that one Sonic game where he had a romantic relationship with a human?
Yes. Oh, are we counting Sonic?
No.
Oh, come on. Sonic's pretty anime when you think about it.
We're going to be here for... You're going to need to take the controls for doing Sonic. Okay, so... So, I'm making another category.
Because you forget that Sonic got a JRPG on the DS.
Oh, yeah. Crap. Okay, there was... There was You were saying something before you we got into song.
Can you give me the start of a sentence?
Start of a sentence. But seriously, what you were talking about, something would be considered an anime. And that got me onto talking about Mario and how that's not considered an anime.
Oh, you just said, did you play the Sonic game where you kissed a human? Because, I mean, have you played Adventure 2? Shit's got an anime plot. Despite Sonic X is the animes.
Okay, so...
I will give you that newer Sonic games probably count, but at the very least, Adventure 1 and 2 should count.
Okay. Did you play that Sonic JRPG Unleashed? One.
No.
Okay. Sonic Heroes.
Sonic Heroes, yes.
Okay. I also played Sonic and the Black Knight. What's another Sonic game that came out? Did you play Sonic Colors?
No.
No?
I think Sonic Colors is about where we call it for the anime. Period. Yeah. Oh, wait, no, we have to count Sonic Infinite Bro Fist Edition.
Oh.
But neither of us own that. But it counts.
It counts.
You make your own OC in it, and Sonic was tortured. And acts like he wasn't tortured.
You know, like Sonic Forces.
It's not the...
Except you do the torturing this time. To yourself.
I was about to say, the torture is that you've played this game. I don't think we count the original, like, Genesis Sonics.
No, no, it... had to be among the kind of newer wave Sonic.
I'd say from, like, Adventure 1 to Colors. Are we at an agreeable position with this?
I'm trying to remember if there's another one I played besides... that's outside this category. Wait, can you just drain their smoke bomb?
Yeah.
They're feeding you.
It's not worth a lot.
Yeah, but they're feeding you. This is just the concept here. Okay, so we have 8 Sonics.
Probably, 8 Sonics that could count?
No, 8 Sonics as in counting all the games you've listed.
Okay, so I've got 1 and 2. I've got Adventures 1 and 2.
Okay.
I own Sonic Colors on the DS. I own... Adventure 2 for the PC. I own...
Wait, what was your Adventure 2?
Adventure 2 came out on GameCube.
GameCube, okay.
It was GameCube and Dreamcast for the first round.
Oh,
GameCube had the battle version.
It had a GBA release. I also played that.
No. Not 2.
Was it?
There was a GBA release for... Sonic Advance 2, you might be thinking of.
Sonic Advance 2, yeah.
Which I think is just close enough to count.
It...
It had the Chao Garden.
That puts
it in that era. And let's be honest, most of that game you played Chao's. Chao's were the best part of
most
it.
Most of the game? That was 100% of my game.
I
got just enough to get extra Chao points, and then I stopped.
Dude, that game sucked if you didn't have the connector for... Or at least the Chao Garden in that game sucked if you didn't have the connector for your GameCube.
So we're actually up to 10 Sonics now. Counting the games you've listed, duplicates, and the games I've listed.
Oh, shit. Do we count the fact that... I own Jet's Grind Radio as well as Jet Set Radio.
We have not counted it yet, but we can.
Because they're technically the same game, just different eras.
Like, different eras of release dates?
Yeah,
different...
Jet Grind Radio was its original title back on the Sega.
And
Jet Set Radio
new
is
game.
What it was retitled to for... What am I thinking of the Game Boy version?
Retitled, new game.
Alright. Then, yeah, we need to count that one on there again. So.
Okay. What the fuck?
Okay. I love it. So from there we go to. All right. Fuck. Okay. What next? Fuck. I wish I had either my PS2 or my PS3 around.
Any Nintendo franchises we haven't talked about yet?
We should probably count Paper Mario.
Paper Mario
the
was
RPG.
Was at least RPG enough. So,
have you played those games? They
yes,
are
I have.
Definitely JRPGs.
So, how many of them did you own?
I owned the 64 one and the GameCube one. I did not own the Wii one.
You own the Wii U one.
Do I own the Wii U?
Yes.
Oh my god, I do own the second. I own the first game on the Wii U again. I forgot about that. So, it's been so long since I've played this game. Every once in a while, I forget that my regular shot is R2 and not R1. Because Garden Warfare has your regular shot being R1.
So, do we count Garden Warfare? My main evidence is Vampire Flower.
Lolita Vampire Flower, you make a good point. You can get the Goku hair.
Yeah. Come on, I ran as an anime protagonist in that
you
game.
You were
for
an anime
long,
protagonist.
So
you were the character from Kill la Kill.
The guy that blinded himself to
because
become better and stronger. Then at the near the end of the series decided, you wanna know how I can become truly stronger?
Letting
I can
myself
see
again.
Again. Because clearly that's just holding me back. So,
oh, I got my drop.
How many Garden Warfare original did you have? Just one?
Just one.
Just one? So, that'd be like 2.5.
Oh, wait, no, wait, I lied. I do have 2. Because I had one on Xbox and one on PlayStation 3.
Okay. Do you own an Xbox One version of Warfare 2?
No.
No.
I own a PS4
version. No, we played on my version.
Yep.
So, that'd be 2-4 for the Garden Warfares. You want to hear something crazy?
We've officially beat Final Fantasy.
We beat Final Fantasy by a whopping total of 7.
Nice.
You want to know that all, what that also means? We're clearly past the 100s with just 2 categories.
Yep. Let's see. So, we additionally have, to be fair, there are a lot of miscellaneous games.
Yeah. You get put in miscellaneous if you don't have a category.
Let's see. I know my PSP case is around here somewhere. I'm trying to think. That dude just killed a dude.
You got spray paint after this.
Yep, I see it. Dickweeds. Oh, hold up. I gotta get scanned real quick. It's important to make sure I'm human.
You don't even press the...
There we go.
And then it's like, oh, shh. Do they all
processing.
Say... Did they all just... Do they all say, oh, shit. It's him.
Let's see, because I know we've definitely got more.
We have to. No, I'm gonna look at your random drawer.
Go ahead. I think we hit everything in the random drawer. Ah. You might need to go check our
random living room drawer.
Not so much random, but yeah.
Okay.
Oh wait, did we count that I own 12 for PS2 and PS4? Do you remember?
No, we did not. Wait. Yes, we did count. Wait.
did you own the other Zodi? Wait, no, that was in like expansion.
It was an expansion not released over here. Or a version of the game not released over here.
So, you want to do something very vague, and I consider it anime at this point.
Hmm.
Spyro.
Yeah, I can see it.
So, how many Spyros did you own?
I own Ripto's Rage and the entirety of that newer trilogy. You know, the point before he became the Skylanders, but...
Can you give me an estimate on the number of games there?
That's three. It's another trilogy. It's the one that introduced Cinder.
Year of the Dragon? Is that's part of that?
Sounds right.
Yeah. Okay, so... That'd be four plus another one. So we get five from that. What about PlayStation? I believe PlayStation Magazine, the game, is the most animated.
Oh my god! You know what we're missing?
What?
Soul Calibur.
Oh my boy!
I told you we were missing some.
That was it. You also forgot Full Metal Alchemist.
I did! I do own like three Full Metal Alchemist games.
I'm seeing just two right now. You own Sonic Unleashed.
Oh my god, I do. Isn't that on the PS2?
Yes.
What the fuck? I don't even remember getting that game. I forgot my Dark Clouds!
Yeah!
Thank you, random drawer!
Bringing us all in here. Okay, so... Let's just... Right off the bat. So, you own three of those. Then there's Soul Calibur. Did you actually own any of this?
I never owned any Soul Calibers.
So that's, 3, 4, 5. I'll be right. Wait, no, I can't. It's downloaded. Which one was the Yoda one? I think it was 5.
Sounds right.
So, 6. So that's a total of 9 right there. Plus Unleashed, which is 0.5. I'm gonna be back from that drawer over there.
Don't mind me, my boy Guzma gonna rock out here.
Did you ever own any of the Persona Dance movies? Games?
No. I've never owned a Persona Dance game.
Unfortunately,
we are working to remedy that.
We are.
Thanks to the release of Persona 3 and Persona... Well, not release, but the announcement. Well, that's gotta be enjoyable for listeners. Trust me, I make highly entertaining podcast content. That's the reason this podcast did so well. Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't have called this an unmitigated disaster at all.
So, Ni No Kuni?
Oh my god, I forgot Ni No Kuni!
That was the only thing in there that we didn't list. Did you own any of the Dragon Quest games?
No.
I didn't either, but that was an anime.
It was.
Yes.
You're blocking traffic, asshole. Problem solved.
Get out
You're
of the
all
way.
Welcome. I'm the greatest, and I know. Praise me.
Okay, so you're gonna hate yourself.
What? What'd I forget now?
What's the one game you own on every console?
Oh, you're talking about Okami?
Yes.
We have. I thought we had listed it already.
Nope.
We listed it in the original draft of this list.
But that was part of the dead part. So how many total Okamis do you own?
Three. Two.
You want three.
No, I did have three, because it's PS2, Wii, and PS3.
And you're planning on Switch, PS4, Xbox One, everything.
And PC. Gotta own it on everything. And then I gotta pick up Okami Den.
Yep. On everything.
It's only available on DS.
Which is everything.
That's a bit stupid.
They finally put Bayonetta and Bayonetta 2 up on store. Is Pac-Man a waifu?
No.
What about Blue Pac-Man?
Do we count Smash Bros? Oh my
There's
god.
There's Kirby in
oh my
it
god.
And Pokemon.
Oh my god. Star Fox.
Oh my gosh.
You tell me you don't have a cat anime waifu? She's from one of She's from 64. If you take the Seabird out and do a bunch of stuff for Falco, then she shows up to help you out on a mission.
Don't forget the Star Fox with dinosaurs.
Oh my god, Star Fox with dinosaurs. It was such a good idea. I think everyone's biggest problem with fucking Adventure was the fact that it wasn't really a Star Fox game.
Yeah.
Which, it doesn't help that basically, like, the developer was walking around fucking... I can't remember the name of the building. And saw some dude working on his game for, like, the 64. And went, that will be the Star Fox.
And then proceeded to
Stop
try
him.
To turn it into a Star Fox game.
Which didn't work amazingly. Yeah. Like, it's not terrible. It's basically just a kind of shitty Legend of Zelda. If Tricky didn't follow you around everywhere, it would actually be kind of decent. But oh my god, do I hate Tricky. I think his name was Tricky. I fucking called him Tricky. You know why?
So how many Star Foxes did you
own? It's Tricky the Rock-a-Rhyme on time. It's Tricky. Yeah, it's tricky.
okay, Dragon.
How many Star Foxes? Let's see. I owned two for the 64. I've got one for the 3DS. Had one for the 3DS. It went missing during the Great Thief Era.
Which is all the time up to living with Quasar.
That's not true. I pinned it down and managed to get it to stop. So, I don't know if I've registered this complaint with everyone about this mission type. I don't know how the fuck you tell them apart. So, we actually recorded...
Crawls on this! For reference, I'm looking at the Switch store.
Oh my god. Fuck, what's it called? You are Space Racers. F-Zero.
Unholy Heights on this.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay, so...
I do like Unholy Height.
So, any other games you can think of that would fit in the game category?
Got any ideas?
I'm not saying I'm looking through the Steam store in the anime section trying to get, like, a series I played at least one in.
That dude's having a bad
Did you
day.
Know WWE's anime?
That sounds right.
Xenoblade Chronicles!
You did own a Xenoblade Chronicles.
I owned the original! I played about halfway through it! Then my Wii decided, I don't play this anymore. And then killed it. Like, it killed itself.
Did we count my Chocobo Mystery Dungeon?
Yes.
That game was the shit. Oh my god, I forgot to include that I had, one of the Etrian Odysseys for the DS. I don't remember which one. We got my Fire Emblems. Huh. Do we count Sly Cooper? I don't think we do.
I don't know.
Western cartoon type game. Yeah, fuck. Okay, get it, dickholes.
But we can include one of the Sly Coopers.
Are you talking about Thieves in Time?
Only because it has the Japan section.
You can be a hippo who is the geisha.
Who then proceeds to trick everyone.
Yeah, that works.
You guys are welcome. Quasar didn't do that.
Let's see.
Overcooked?
No. Overcooked doesn't count. Bye-bye.
Cat Quest?
Cat Quest? What's Cat Quest?
It's a game. Cat Quest is an open-world RPG set in Possum World of Cats.
I own Cave Story!
Cave Story!
That game
What's is... Cave Story?
Cave Story? It's a Metroidvania where you're this little maybe robot girl who saves bunny people. Oh my god, I want it. I want it! I want it!
I might lose my Switch. Wait, just...
We forgot my Hyperdimension Neptunia that I own because of Adam.
We included
Did
that.
Did we? Okay,
good. It was one of the first ones.
I was gonna say.
Okay, I'm just gonna add this to the wish list. Because I know dragging when it comes to cat games.
Fuck yeah, I got Cat Goes Fishing, Cats Are Liquid. That's a puzzle game where your cat, you push down and he turns into a liquid and he goes whoosh.
Does that count?
Cats Are Liquid? No, I don't think Cats Are Liquid or Cat Goes Fishing counts. But you did remind me to go check my GOG. Oh my god. And my Humble Indie Bundle. I gotta go check that now too. Let me see if I remember my GOG password. I do. Alright. We got my Hyperdimension Neptunia. No, I don't think I own anything besides Hyperdimension on that. That counts.
So is... Do you think we're exhausted at this point?
You know, every time we think we are, we
and
find
then,
more.
Then we just find, like, freaking 23 more.
So for $12 right now, Humble Monthly has Dark Souls 3 and Dark Souls 3's DLC. Oh my god, we forgot my BlazBlue.
Oh yeah, you do have BlazBlue.
I thought you looked through that drawer. How'd you miss BlazBlue?
It wasn't in the drawer.
It might be in here somewhere.
So BlazBlue, because, you know, Star was talking about how great he was at the BlazBlues.
And I destroyed him.
Even I wrecked him.
I've got Momodora Reverie Under the Moonlight. And with a title like that, are you going to say it's not?
Just tell me. Jiggle physics-ish?
Pixel art. You play Pixel as a girl.
Moon? Oh, okay. Yeah. Counts.
And stories untold. What do I have here? No.
What have I thrown on here? Right. Dude, guess how long we've been going at this without looking out of Destiny?
Hour 45.
Yep.
Nothing great in the bundles this month. Oh wait, no, hold up. Rockstar Games. Legend of Dragoon. I got another one. Boom. You wanna... You know, we could probably find more if we were using my PS3. Because I'd be able to check the PS1 classics.
So I'm just gonna say we're gonna call it here for this.
Hold up.
I'm just gonna start doing the math here. Okay? You can find a couple more. We'll tag them along at the end.
I can't believe we forgot two of them. Resident Dinosaur and Parasite Eve.
Oh my gosh, we did get Parasite Eve. Okay. You want to take a quick shot in the dark on the total number?
203.
203? Oh, man. You're going to feel silly.
Okay.
293.5.
Damn. How much was our miscellaneous category worth?
Okay, our miscellaneous category was worth... Shit. 80. Well, anyway, how are we going to end this?
I don't know anymore, man. I don't know anymore. Is there a way to end this?
So at this point...
That isn't shame.
I think our collective total...
Oh my god, I forgot Klonoa. I owned a Klonoa on the Game Boy.
Nick, stop. We're at 294.5 games. If you don't stop.
Metabots.
Which version?
It was on the Game Boy. What...
Did you have guns or sword hammer?
Bots. GBA.
There's Rikushio and Meta Boy. Meta B versions.
I had the Meta B version.
Okay, so that's a grand...
Nick, we're at 296. Stop before you kill us.
What was that one game where you were the boob lady and you flew? Panzer Dragoon.
97.
I own a Street Fighter versus Tekken.
What did I just say?
97.
As in we're at 97?
Mm-hmm.
So 97.
That would put us at 98.
98.
Bloody Roar.
99.
On Xbox and GameCube.
300. I feel like we need to message Starstruck and challenge him to most anime video games off.
We have put both of us in this because we feel like singularly we do not stand a chance against the Starstruck.
I feel like Dragon could show up and pick up a ball, and then Star would just keep on getting home runs. Me, I would show up and Star would just hit me with a bat and win.
And the refs would just look at you and go, I don't know what you were expecting.
Why did you sign up for this, man? Look at him. And Star's just holding like an anime pillow, like one of those fake anime masks, full wig, full Kirito jacket.
Fuck.
300.
I guess
final
I'm,
number.
I think I'm tapped.
Yeah. 300, final number. Thank you guys for watching the first Comeback Chaos Cast. See you guys.
Wait, no, I have another.